This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Negotiators from Russia and Ukraine were due to hold more talks Tuesday as Russia continues to press its nearly three-week invasion with bombardments of Kiev and other major cities. Several airstrikes hit the Ukrainian capital early Tuesday, including one that struck an apartment building in Kiev. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Shortly before dawn, large explosions thundered across the capital from what Ukrainian authorities say was artillery strikes, the shelling igniting a huge fire and a frantic rescue effort in a 15-story apartment building. At least one person was killed and others remain trapped inside. Shockwaves from an explosion also damaged the entry to a downtown subway station, which has been used as a bomb shelter. City authorities have tweeted an image of the blown-out facade, saying trains would no longer stop at the station. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Russia stepped up its assault on Kyiv, the leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia have announced they will travel to Ukraine's capital Tuesday on a European Union mission to show support for the country. The mission will include Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala, Slovenian Prime Minister Janusz Janša, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, and Polish Deputy Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczyński. From his Twitter account, Czech Prime Minister Fiala said the aim of the visit is to express the EU's unequivocal support for Ukraine and its freedom and independence. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to have a remote address to the U.S. Congress. He's appealed for international help, including a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which the Biden administration has ruled out. This is VOA News. China says it does not want to get caught up in the diplomatic and economic blowback Russia is facing from Western nations over its invasion of Ukraine. Chinese state media said China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi expressed his government's wishes during a lengthy phone conversation Monday with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez. According to a transcript of the phone call published Monday by China's foreign ministry, Wang told Alvarez that Beijing is not a party to the crisis, does not want to be affected by the mounting economic sanctions imposed on Moscow over the nearly three-week-old invasion. The conversation took place as U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and officials from the National Security Council and the State Department met in Rome with China's top foreign policy advisor. The Biden administration has warned Beijing would face severe consequences if it helps Russia avoid sanctions. AP correspondent Kent Morisugu said he's not surprised by the report of China's reluctance to get involved.
China is going to be very careful in how it deals with the situation, and China is certainly wary of upsetting Europe or the U.S. to too great a degree, and I think that was part of the message that was conveyed at the meeting in Rome that happened this week between senior U.S. and Chinese officials.
Media reports had emerged Sunday indicating Moscow had requested military and economic assistance from China for Russia's war in Ukraine, though both sides denied those reports. The U.S. military said Tuesday it has intensified air defense drills in South Korea and conducted an aircraft carrier exercise in the Yellow Sea as part of a demonstration of resolve following two partial North Korean tests of new long-range missiles. The military displays came as U.S. officials warned North Korea could soon conduct a full test of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, possibly under the guise of a satellite launch. South Korean news outlets report U.S. and South Korean authorities have detected signs that a launch could occur as soon as this week. The situation risks a return to tensions not seen since 2017, when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged threats of nuclear war before engaging in a series of unprecedented talks. For now, the rhetoric on both sides is much more restrained. Paris's iconic Eiffel Tower grew 6 meters taller Tuesday after a new digital radio antenna was attached to the top. The tower, built by Gustave Eiffel in the late 19th century, now measures 330 meters after the digital audio antenna was airlifted onto its top via helicopter. At the time it was completed in 1889, the Eiffel Tower surpassed the Washington Monument to become the tallest man-made structure in the world, a title it held for four decades until the Chrysler Building in New York City was completed in 1929. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.